I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I'm always looking to push the envelope of what we can grow in our climate. I've got fig growing basically down, so my latest adventure is fresh ginger. I love the flavor and love cooking with ginger root. Ginger has many medicinal qualities such as aiding digestion, improving circulation, and helping combat arthritis. This tropical Asian root loves heat and a long growing season, so you'd think it wouldn't grow well here. But with a little help, mine did, and I'm growing more next year too. I started with some transplants and placed them in our unheated greenhouse. You can also use a mini tunnel or hoop house. I planted in May once temperatures were above 55 degrees, and the plants grew strong all summer. I discovered the 2-foot-tall leaves and stems have a subtle ginger flavor, so we also harvested some leaves for cooking. Ginger also likes water and fertilizer. I amended the soil with compost and added a balanced organic granular fertilizer in spring and again in summer. In fall, before frost, we dug up the plants and were amazed at the quality of our ginger roots. They had a thin white skin instead of the common brown color due to our early harvest. The taste was superb, so we froze most of the roots for winter use. If you want to grow more than a few plants, start your own transplants indoors 2 months before setting them outdoors. Buy the ginger roots from a garden center or mail order. Place the root section with three eyes pointing up in a shallow, wide pot filled with moistened potting soil. Top with a 1-inch layer of potting soil and grow in a warm, brightly lit room. In 3 weeks, you should see ginger plants sprouting. Wait until late May or June to plant outdoors. And now for this week's tip. If you're growing geraniums indoors, cut back leggy growth as they start growing due to the longer days. Root the cuttings to make more geraniums for your summer garden. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about butterfly weed. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.